This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And today, we have a friend of ours, friend of the podcast, been on a couple times, Olivia. Thanks for joining us.
Every time I come, it just gets better.
It's good to see you.
Yeah,
everybody loves them some Olivia. So happy you're here.
I don't know about that, but thanks. Making me think that.
We have a lot to catch up on, because I think the last time you were on here, you had like kind of just started school, I think.
Literally. Can you, like, I feel like I'm the person that changes. I change everything so much. So like every podcast, it's like, oh, wow, now you're buying a house. Now you're moving to Europe. I'm like, yeah. So yes, I graduated from grad school.
God, that's got to feel good.
It feels so good. It's kind of like, it's a little weird. Like, you know, I used to go to class at night from like 6 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to like have to go on dates or something after work.
Have to have a life, son of a bitch.
I'm going to have to like go out and like meet people and stuff. Scary.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing.
I mean, it's time. It's time I start focusing in.
You had quite a star-studded graduation too, right?
I did. Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. I almost forgot.
It wasn't Taylor Swift. It was you.
It was Dr. Swift.
Doctor.
Swift.
You're right.
Dr. Swift. Doctor, that's right.
Doctor.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. I remember probably a month ago now, it started kind of getting around. Like there was little rumblings that Taylor was going to be our speaker. There's thunder. Sorry.
Oh, that's thunder. That. Wow. It is that out there.
I thought that was Blake's microphone.
Me too. I thought I like bumped the mic.
No, that is thunder, y'all.
That's crazy.
So yeah, basically she got an honorary doctorate, which means she never went to school, but NYU is like giving her a doctorate for her efforts in life.
For her financial contribution, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, potentially. It was more like they were like, oh, she, you know, she's 11-time Grammy nominated. Plus she's re-recorded 2 albums. I think it was more of like her efforts in making sure artists get paid what they should. And, you know, I totally forgot about this. When she took that guy to court, he like grabbed her ass or something and she made $1.
That was in Denver.
And you know who the key witness of that trial was? Is our producer, Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell is the key witness.
He won her the $1.
True story.
You're kidding. Well, that was part of her thing, was like, she's done so much for, you know, sexual harassment. She went all this way just for $1, but it was for the message and blah, blah, blah. And I had no idea.
Yeah, it's all crazy. Happened at, Eddie was the program director of the radio station that happened at. So yeah, great story. Eddie took over.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I was the guy's boss that did that.
What?
Yeah, small world.
Yeah.
She brought that up in her speech.
Did she mention my name? Did she say thank you, Eddie, for getting me that $1?
She did. I didn't have context.
And you're like, who's Eddie? What is she talking about?
That's so cool. What a fun little tidbit.
Yeah. It's a small world. It's just, yeah.
Oh God.
Okay. I've always wondered what doctorate meant, or like a honorary doctorate.
honorary, well, now I know, it just means like NYU is acknowledging someone who's done a lot for their community or whatever. Hmm. So like there were three people, of course, she was the one that was going to speak. Yeah. And she spoke for like probably 30 minutes. And it was funny because she did, I found out she had two teleprompters on the side, but I thought she had memorized 30 minutes of like a perfect speech. She did such a good job of like looking at the whole crowd. And she was so perfectly self-deprecating, perfectly personable. I absolutely, I mean, I was already a Swiftie, but like it's solidified everything. No. Yeah.
So why NYU though? Like, so she has no connection to the school at all. They just get, like, I was wondering that, how that works.
She's resident of New York forever.
Yeah,
right?
she did just buy like, she bought several buildings or mm-hmm. something. I don't know. I mean that. Her, but maybe it's like people who have done things within New York or food. I don't really know. But at first I thought she was like, you know, maybe over Zoom or secretly like getting her doctorate for the last whatever.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
I'm going to make it seem like we went to school together.
If anybody asks, I was in the same class as her.
I'm like, same graduating class. My honorary doctorate. Come on.
Is that next? What's next for you, Olivia? Are we going doctor? Are we going PhD? What's the deal?
Well, look, I could go PhD. Maybe that'll be my next update when I come on next. look, I could do that. I don't know. Maybe a few years from now, but I got a job. So I'm going to work full time. I'm going to.
Why are you shocked about that? Like, you're like, oh shit.
Already. I just feel like, damn, that's crazy. In this economy.
Yeah, I mean, well, I will say the job market I went to grad school, right, at peak pandemic thinking, okay, the job market's going to be a lot better when I graduate. And yes, the job market is hot right now, but like hot in a tough way that there's so many jobs. There's so many. Like all these companies are like, we're going to do 10 rounds of interviews. We're going to take our time. And I'm like, what? I literally went 10 rounds with a company and they were like, oh, we're going to do a couple more. And I was the one that was like, no, I'm done here.
Wow.
Like, this has been 3 months. Yeah. It's been actually a tough market. So I understand the, oh shit, because people are like, I thought I was going to get offers galore and I'm, you know,
interesting.
Struggling. So it was not easy. It was quite
well, I'm glad you got one though. I mean,
I know.
Talk about it. Are you like, have you started?
I'm working actually the place that I was interning at for the last year hired me on full time. So, I work for Cal. They're kind of like a Procter & Gamble. They own Jergens, Curel, Orbay, like a lot of skincare, hair care brands. So I'm working for them on a couple brands doing digital marketing for them, which is what I studied in school. So I landed something great.
Awesome.
So happy. And I just feel like it was all so worth it.
That was literally going to be my next question was like, do you, cause I remember when we first talked, you're like, is it even worth getting a degree?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, so like you find it like now you're like, I'm so glad.
Oh my God. Yeah. So worth it. And like, you know, we've talked about this, right? Like after the show, I felt like I was just kind of floundering around. Like, what am I doing? What's my purpose? And this is the first time in my life, I feel like pre-show where I have a career, I'm focused. Like I have a purpose. I'm happy a lot of the time. I mean,
right.
Depression, it goes up and down, but a lot of the time I'm really happy. And so I'm sure you could agree. Like to me, this was kind of sometimes feels like the middle finger to that whole experience, right?
I love
like
that, yeah.
All of that difficulty and that tough time I went through. And now I'm just like, oh, I found my way out of that thing. Like I dug out. So it feels really cool.
Good. You know? I love to hear that. I bet everybody loves to hear that because you did go through bullshit. Oh. You know, you went through hell and most of it, all of it pretty much undeserved.
Oh, and, yeah. Hell in a handbasket, babe.
Like, oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Like, it's so cool that you've been able to come out of it. And like, coming from somebody who's still, unfortunately, still in it too much. Yeah. Like I say one thing and
I was about to say,
the headlines are everywhere.
I was about to say, Blake seems to, he dug himself out. Jesus. He revamped himself. He's a DJ podcast. And then every month or two, he says
It was something. Just a Q&A.
So far off topic. Like,
it was a Q&A.
What are you doing? Yes.
No, listen, I stand by it. I fucking stand by it.
So you're retracting the apology of the last week's episode.
Apologizing that she... I stand by that podcast host.
I'm apologizing 100%. For the what happened after.
Yeah, exactly.
I stand by. Yeah. No, I mean, look, like, you're... It's funny. Have you ever heard of Brooklyn Mirage? It's like a really big rave DJ. It's like the second biggest DJ place in New York or Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but it's an iconic place. I went to my first like EDM rave,
if you will,
DJ thing, whatever you call that. But I kept thinking, I was like, I want Bolaké to be up here one day.
Yeah, like, I love that.
Yeah. Like I was like, everyone was just getting it. And I was like, oh, I could see him up here just bopping around like you did on the boat there that one time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're there for the yacht. That's
just
right.
Just bopping. Yeah. So I see you at Mirage. That's all I got.
Okay,
say.
I'm going to put that on the list. You should know. you missed out at Stagecoach. So you should have come to Stagecoach.
I
even had like two extra tickets. I guess you're a little... You were deep in your thesis.
I was deep in my finals and like my capstone and all that. So I probably would have been like, I pass anyway.
Next year,
I would love to finally experience this iconic thing that you basically coined. Like, I mean,
put on the map. Not all these world-class... You know,
Stagecoach
these world-class musicians.
Was never a big festival until Blake.
So this time you're like performing and shit or something like that.
Yeah, it was wild. And then next year, hopefully, bigger tent. We're working on it. Bigger stage, if you even stage, not a tent. Yeah. So, but we'll see next year. We'll be not even a tent, a stage.
Like, I'll buy you a bigger tent. I'll go to REI.
Oh man! But next year, okay, I'm gonna remember this moment. Next year.
No, yeah, I'm proud of you. I was so like. You know, obviously I've been watching Brandy DJing for years, but I had never really seen you getting it. So the boat was really fun because
I
got to meet all these bachelor people, obviously, that were all in New York who I'd never met. And then I got to hang out with you and watch you finally in your element and the way you worked the crowd.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was fun. Good. That was a fun day. And actually, it's funny you say that because I feel like when you moved to New York, I don't know if it was yet a hot spot for Bachelor Nation, but it feels like it sure as hell is now. Like
somehow it is now, right?
Everybody lives in New York.
It's funny because the first time I moved to New York after the show when I was 24, it was a hot spot, but for like older school people, like Charlene, Ashley Spivey, Michael G, like people that we saw a long time ago. But now it's like the newer people, like Elizabeth and Sarah and Hardeep and Romeo, all these newer people. I kind of felt like I was starstruck because
you're the older
people. Yeah, I'm like the older person no one cares about. And I'm like, that's great. I'm just sitting here like drinking my beer, having a good time. But I will say, like, I always get kind of nervous going to bachelor events because I'm like, I don't know. I'm so far removed. I'm not that cool. And like, I've been to bachelor events before where I was like literally a ghost, like no one looked at me, whatever. And everyone was so nice at that event. Like
Yeah.
I had no complaints at all.
Everybody was awesome, you know? And like, and I think pretty much other than you, I think, and like Justin, other than that, I didn't like all the people pretty much knew, you know? So like, I was shook too with how friendly everybody was and personable.
Everyone was so nice. Yeah, and like my sister was there. And
yeah. Your sister was great. Yeah.
And everyone was nice to her. And she was like, oh my God, I loved all those people.
Yeah.
I know that's rare. I feel like we've left a couple events being like,
agreed. Yeah.
So it's the boat, man. It's something in the boat energy. Yep.
Yeah, shout out Nomad's Place. Yeah, the yacht. That was actually a giant fucking boat. That boat was huge.
And I was not expecting that. I was like expecting the boat that took me back from the island, like the little tugboat or whatever.
And we all be outside freezing our ass off because it was cold that day.
Crying.
Yeah. I want to go home. But it ended up being a fun day. That's right. That was a good day.
No, it was so fun. And it was good to see you. I hadn't seen you in person in like
it had been forever. I don't even, very long time.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, since you're in Colorado,
that's life right now.
Yep, I know. Well, now it seems like I haven't seen anybody because, you know, COVID and quarantine and getting back out there. So it's slowly starting, especially New York. New Yorkers, you guys were shut down. I mean, you were in the heat of it, the thick of it.
Yeah. Oh,
you
my
guys,
God.
When you just first opened up, like even.
Yeah, I moved recently. In September 2020. Yeah. Like it was a nightmare at that time. And that was back when all these buildings were experiencing all these vacancies because there was like the mass exodus out of New York. And so back then you could kind of make deals, right? Like, oh, I know this apartment. Cause I mean, I feel like real estate is ridiculous everywhere, but like a one bedroom in my neighborhood is... back then, it was like $4,200 for a one bedroom pre-pandemic. Oh, I got it down to like $3,200 because I said, you need me more than I need you, sweetie. Mm-hmm. And now the market is insane. They're trying to raise my rent 28%.
Wow. 28%. So you're going to be paying almost $5,000 probably, or $4,500? Holy
$5,000. So peace out.
Yeah. See you later.
But that's the problem, wild. Is like, there's nowhere else to go. Everything is like that. Yeah. It's wild what's going on right now. But I will say, like, my family was here for my graduation and we were just walking around. It was like the first nice day the other day. It's starting to warm up. Mm-hmm. And the energy in this city is just like, there's nothing else. When you can tell everyone's excited, the weather's turning. And this is really like the first summer, you know, the mask mandates were lifted. So people, you know, are feeling like fancy pants and they want to go crazy.
Yep.
So the city right now is like peak.
That's awesome. Because I agree. There's, listen, New York is, everything in New York is expensive to live, to eat, to drink, everything. But you can't beat the energy in that city. And I don't know if I could live there, but I love visiting. I love visiting New York.
Visiting is great. I mean, yeah, I live here and sometimes I'm like, why do I live here again? But then it like sucks you back in. It's just like,
I know.
You love it and you're going to live here forever. Or you like, you do your 10 years and then you're like,
I always love those like videos, like TikTok trend where it's like that. Over top of the saying that's like, New York is, I love living in New York. It's so beautiful. And then it's always like rats running around or like dumpster fires and stuff, you know, but yet still people
and they're like there. Literally the rats are like the size of a cat. It's insane. They're so big and they just like come right up to your feet. They're crazy. Nothing. Oh, and then the other thing is like, because the market's so hot right now, everyone's moving in, coming. So the furniture that people are leaving on the street right now is amazing. Like,
interesting.
A gold mine of beautiful chairs and TVs and like everything I have in my apartment is, it's called stooping. I just stole from the street.
That's awesome.
Stooping.
Yeah.
Stooping. I'm using that.
Stooping.
There's not much stooping in Colorado. I feel like it's only in New York. Yeah.
Like, I mean, you have to like, you really got to be careful with chairs and couches.
Right.
You gotta be you know, get them a little clean and clean. You're fine. Yeah. But that's like one of my favorite, I'm sure every city has something like that, but I like to think this is,
I'm just imagining you walking down the street with like a chair in one hand, like a lamp in the other.
I cannot tell you how many times I'm walking with like an office chair up the street, lugging a TV. Like I've literally fought people. I'm like, I saw it first. It's mine. It is. The stooping out here is competitive.
You're full blown New York at this point. You're yelling at people in the street. Like,
I'm talking like this.
Yeah.
No. I love it here. And school was so great. And like, even walked away with like good grades and shit. I don't know.
Look at you. No, I love to hear that though. That is so cool. So cool. I feel like I followed your journey. You know, I followed your journey.
I know. Well, like you're one of the few that I like. So
yes,
there you go.
I'm taking that. Yeah, I'm taking that with me. I mean, that's a big deal. That's
maybe
a big
it's because you're always getting in trouble and you're saying what I'm thinking and all that stuff. Saying, and I
let just you little too honest.
I let you just take the fall, right?
It was so funny because you're so right. Like this last time, like I had more alumni reach out to me and like agree with me. But they were like, do you want me to say anything? I'm like, honestly, it's not worth it. Like, this isn't even like off season is just so boring that people will make the headlines out of anything.
Anything.
But it just seems like everybody's like, bro, we agree with you, but I'm not going to say publicly. I'm going to let you say it. And then you can take the fall.
Isn't that always funny when people will text you and be like, I totally second what you're saying. Yeah, but then it's like crickets.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, okay.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, sure. Everyone will hate me.
So we did have your arch enemy, your nemesis, Nick Vial, agree though.
He agreed with me.
He agreed with him, but then he went back to the
paradise.
Well,
but somehow Blake. He was like, but when Blake was in paradise, I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
But did he do that on his podcast?
Yeah. He was like, you know, Blake, obviously he's right. Like, yes, co-hosts probably get preferential treatment. I'm like, stop there. But he's like, but 3 years ago when Blake was in paradise, it's like, Jesus.
But I can't bite the hand. I can't.
Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. But
I'm the queen of biting the hand. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea. Me fucking too. But yeah, I'm so glad you're doing well and everything. I know you got a trip coming up. You have a trip.
Yes. Oh my God.
Tell us about it.
Both of you guys plug
your trips.
So you're
doing one too. Where's yours?
Mine's in Bali in October. Yeah, Bali in October. So I'm excited to listen to hear like kind of how yours goes and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I was just in Italy too.
So yeah, well, great.
I know you were.
Yeah,
I
great.
Know.
Yeah.
And I was loving your tent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy because one, like I'm such a, well, pre-pandemic, I was such a big traveler and I have not done a big, like the farthest I've gone out of the country is Canada, like, you know, a couple times because my family, half my family's from there. But this will be the first like long haul flight in a while. I mean, you're flying far.
Yeah.
I've been to Bali. That's a long.
Oh, Bali. Last time I went to 3 years ago. And it took me 36 hours to get there with layovers and shit. Yeah, it was stupid. Yeah.
And I went, I had to go Australia.
That's what I did.
To Bali.
That's what I did too. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to.
And where's your trip, Olivia?
I'm going to Sicily.
Sicily. I love Sicily.
It's like, I don't know how your process went. Of Italy. I love Italy. Oh my God.
Well, Sicily is my favorite part.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. I've never been. Yeah. I did like I kind of did what Blake did. I did the Florence, Rome, you know, those places. Now I want to go to Sicily, Palermo, that kind of thing. But I mean, there's like Amalfi Coast, still haven't done. What the hell? Like I want to do, and I'm Italian. I'm like a pathetic Italian.
We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. We have like, I want to hear what's on your agenda, but we have like cooking classes, hikes, boat. It's just exploring the city, like everything.
Yeah.
So fun.
It's so cool. And it's Trova Trip is who we're both partnered with, with Trova Trip. So basically like how many people you got going on your trip?
20.
Roughly? Oh, you have all 20. Look at you selling out.
I filled it.
Love it. Love it. That's awesome.
Is there a bonus for that?
20 people.
No. They told me they were like, this is the fastest we've ever sold out a trip. And I was
That's awesome. Oh, wow. Look at you. Yeah. You do have a loyal following. You do have some loyal
people
out there.
I have loyal, but people know I'm a traveler. Like that was what my influence, I mean, I use that term lightly, but that was what I did. Like I posted from trips, blah, blah, blah. So I think everyone's like, oh, I got to get in with like, I need to see how Olivia travels. And it's all podcast listeners, which is so exciting because like those were my people.
That's cool. Wow. That's really cool.
It filled up and then they were like, you know, where do you want to go? Let's plan another one. And I'm like, okay, hold on. I don't know if I'm going to be graduating. So like, let me hang on here, but I'm so pumped. And like, you know, this is kind of my like graduation present to myself too, in many ways.
Oh, that's
so
true. That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to live it up. I'm so pumped. I think it's going to be great. And I can't wait to see your stuff. I love Bali. I'm sure Bali's yours beautiful. Will be like beach.
Yeah, it'll be a little different than yours.
Meditation, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. We're doing like, also, I think we have a cooking class. I'm going like surfing lessons, I think. We're going to like a couple different islands and doing, like zip lining, I think was one too. Yeah. So yeah, like cool stuff, like jungle stuff, if you will. Yeah, so I'm excited.
The beauty of Bali is obviously like, the your dollar can go so far there.
You're like
you know?
King.
So you can can stay in like a mega nice resort in Bali.
Yeah.
And like I'm a cheapo. So I when I was there, I just stayed at a hostel, but it was like
a dollar?
It was like $10 a night.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And I had the room to myself because like
Who gets hostels in Bali?
Who gets a hostel in Bali? Me. Yeah. So I had the room to myself for $10. It was incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome. Bali. Wow. I know. Yeah. I'm really excited. But I've never been to Sicily.
Probably longer, right? Like, because you're going so far.
I think 10 with 10. Two of those days, I think is travel.
Travel.
So 8 technically in country. Well, how long is yours?
I think mine's the same.
Yeah, I think yours is 8 too. That's what I thought. Yeah. That's what I remember. Yeah. That's cool though. That'll be really fun. That'll be fun.
I can't wait. I'm literally like, I can't believe I'm going to get on a long haul flight tomorrow. And
are you all packed, ready to go?
Yeah. And I'm an idiot. I treated myself. My grad present to myself was business class.
Look at you.
There you go.
That's actually be so fucking worth it. I'm not going to lie.
So clutch.
I just flew. I think it was eight. I flew from Miami. It was 8 hours. And yeah. It was brutal. It was, I mean, 8 hours isn't that long, but I had a mask. You don't have to wear a mask, do you?
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's incredible. I wear a mask for 8 hours. Horrible.
Well, you also had a middle seat on a recent trip. Like,
I did. I had a middle hour seat. Flight. It was a 12 hour flight and a middle seat. I was in tears. I was in tears. I was in physical tears.
I had a red eye flight from, I think it was Salt Lake City to New York, middle seat. And I actually, like, I cried.
Yeah, that's a 4 hour flight,
I just
right?
like, I was like, I'm not gonna sleep. I'm in a middle seat.
Oh, they're so brutal.
So I'm gonna be a bit of a diva. I'm gonna, like, you know, I'm gonna post that picture with the champagne.
Oh, hell yeah.
I do that every trip. Any flight over 2 hours, I'm flying first class. Like,
I'm
bougie.
Like, I have flown first class a little bit because I work for Delta, and I would go to, like, wherever I had to go to get a first class seat potentially to like Amsterdam or wherever. But I didn't want to risk, like, not getting on and, like, not getting my trip. So I had to buy a seat, but I've never bought a seat. I was like,
business
class. This is what people pay to be in business class. Yeah.
Okay. It is a lot. I remember we looked and I was like, nope, that's not, I didn't do that.
My manager was like, is that really what you pay? Like, that's your itinerary? And I was like, yeah.
Treat yourself, you know, graduation present. Treat yourself.
No. Yeah, my manager's going too. He's gonna be the only guy on the trip. Mm-hmm, so I'm sure he's gonna love that.
That'll be great.
Do you have any guys on your trip? Do you know your
What happened was, I did. So I had this trip in May. Actually, it was supposed to be like a week ago. And because of, at the time, like 3 months before the trip, COVID had kind of spiked, if you remember, like January-ish.
Yeah.
So
So
we had to push it to October, and I lost like six people, you know, seven people, I think, because I couldn't do it in October. And, but I did have two guys. I had 18 girls and two guys.
That would have been their dream.
They were a couple, though. It was like a couple. You know what I mean? So I was excited. I was
that
like,
still
yes,
might be
least.
Their dream.
Yeah, true.
It's still their dream. Yeah.
You never know.
But now I haven't looked in a while, but I think a few people dropped off because they can't do it in October. So so we'll see. We'll see. But that's, do you have, don't, he's the only guy, Marcus. That's great.
Literally the only guy.
Oh man, that'll be interesting.
One. I was like, are you sure you want to do
this? Yeah, I know. That'll be interesting.
And I think everyone is like our age too. So
that's cool. I remember I don't know if she's still on there or not. I had a girl who was Forbes 30 under 30 on my trip. I know. I was like, damn. Yeah, I know. I know.
I'm
like,
I did there. Have, I had one 50-year-old man, and luckily he dropped out. I was like,
that would have been a little weird. Yeah, that would have been a little weird.
But he dropped. So I was like,
he dropped out, not dropped dead, right?
He
just checking.
I was like, when I looked at the roster, I was like,
interesting.
But no, I'm pumped. It's gonna be fun. And I just like, I love the concept of Trova Trip also. Like, I just think it's such a cool concept.
Me too. I do too. And I think, like, if you get it, like what I got anyway when I first signed up, is a lot of people were single women and they were like, listen, I'm scared to go on trips by myself.
Yeah.
Great. Like, I don't have a man, you know, or friends who can go or have the flexibility. So, like, this is perfect for me because I'm not going alone. I'm going with other people my age, probably of likeness. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I think it's a great idea too. So,
and they all have something in common because they're either bachelor fans or music fans.
Yeah.
Or
music, whatever it is. Podcast.
So
yeah.
There's like, you're already amongst like-minded people. You'll have something to talk about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm a little nervous about is just that I mean, introverted by nature, and the thought of having to like
host almost 20
people, I'm a little bit overwhelmed, but I think the good thing is everyone hopefully who's going knows me and probably knows at this point that like, I might need a minute. Like,
I'll be in my room. Hours. I'll see you guys in a little bit.
I'm like, going to bed at 9 o'clock. See you guys.
No, I'm sure you'd be great though. Cause like you said, that's the coolest part is like, especially they're all like podcast fans. So that's really cool.
Literally.
Yeah. They all
want to talk about like this person I podcasted with. Like,
exactly.
Remember that podcast you did with Balake? That was like the first one where I started. I was just like, I'm a shit talk everything.
That was a good episode. That was like my first real
episode. That was a good one.
I remember that had some headlines. That made some headlines, and I remember.
I know it did.
Some clickbait. But I'm going to be a little, I'm just going to go ahead and say I have space is still available in my Trova trip, guys. So DM me if you want to get into my Trova trip. I'm just going to use this moment right now to pitch that.
So, sign up.
Spaces for Bali.
Yeah, Olivia, can you send your overflow that cannot to
fill I mean, send some overflow my way.
The people that ended up on the waiting list for Sicily, sign up for Bali.
There you go.
It'll be just as good, probably a better host.
I doubt it.
And you'll be on the beach. And
that's
so
true.
Bali, I love
Bali. Beautiful. Yeah, it's going to be great. So,
yeah.
Well, have a safe trip. Crush.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It's going to be so fun. You're going to eat all the pizza and drink
all the pasta. I've been doing so much Barry's boot camp in preparation.
Just to destroy yourself on the trip.
I gained eight pounds,
which is a lot for me. Like, I was like, it's not good.
You did in Italy? You did?
Yeah. And I lost muscle weight or muscle mass. So I gained weight
while
muscle mass. So it was a lot.
Well, and I'm going to be drinking too. So
yeah, exactly.
All right, drink.
We were having wine for breakfast.
It's different. Wine for lunch.
Europe just does it different.
Wine at bedtime, just a little quick glass before bed.
Yeah, it's crazy over there. So,
like, hope the pictures will be questionable. It'll be all.
I can't wait to follow along. It's gonna be great.
Head up, chest up.
Oh well, yeah. Have fun out there. Where can everybody find you if they want to keep? If they also want to follow your trip.
I post once a month on Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Olivia Caridi. I will post every day, probably when I'm in Italy. So there's a change. Where else? Twitter, Olivia Caridi. I was on TikTok, Olivia_Caridi, but I kind of gave up because they never let me go viral. And so I was like,
those sons of bitches.
Yeah.
I've never heard it said like that. They wouldn't let me.
They wouldn't let me. Like, we all know there's someone there being like, pull that string. That's going viral. And I was like, I'm coming up with some great transitions here, and they are getting 5 views. So I was on TikTok. I'm still on it. Like, there's still my old videos if you want to go like those.
There you go. Well, now you don't have to go to school and shit. So you're going to be doing TikToks like crazy.
I'll work remotely. So my boss will be like, hey, can we talk? I'm like, no, sorry, I'm
busy doing a little TikTok. You should do a TikTok. You should start a TikTok like series of dating in New York. You really should. Wouldn't that be great? I think that'd be great.
Hey, remember that whole story about Eddie? No. The guy, did you not see that go viral on TikTok? That guy that got caught like catfishing every girl in New York, and someone talked about it on TikTok, and then it went viral. Caleb, West Elm Caleb.
No, I have not heard this.
West Elm Caleb.
That's look
what
that
I'm
up. West Elm Caleb.
Yeah, look, it's funny. Like, this one girl posted, and that's the cool thing about TikTok, and actually kind of scary. I'm like, I'm not sure if I want that to happen to me. But it went like wildfire, and everyone was like, I went on a date with West Elm Caleb. I did too. And then it became this
just
whole,
came a thing.
Like,
that's the thing. You never know what's going to work on that, either on TikTok or even Instagram for that matter. Like, you never know what's going to blow up and what's going to go viral. And all of a sudden, it's crazy.
The stuff I post that I'm like, oh, this for sure is going to go viral. And then it's like 10 people.
And then the dumbest shit you post possible.
Oh my God, the stupidest. This dumb Shrek video I posted of like Shrek dancing in the sky. Like, I mean, it didn't go viral. It got like,
but still, like,
but that's viral for me. Okay.
And I'll tell you what, people on TikTok are fucking mean. They're meaner than Instagram. Like,
I agree.
Big time.
That's like, why brutal. I'm like, wait, do I even want to go viral here? I'm kind of glad.
I know. I had like one little, I did a video of like a country music mix. DJing and it went kind of like over 100,000 views, but people in the comments were so mean. I was like, block.
Oh
like,
my God. Oh wait. I think I saw that.
Yeah. It did well, but then people are so mean. I was like, you guys are meaner than Twitter. I'm like, what's going on this app?
I'm too soft.
I know, me too. I literally was like, block. I'm gonna have no followers left. Fuck.
No one follows me. I've blocked them all.
Oh man. So everybody go follow her TikTok because she's gonna be posting a dating series.
Go follow
series.
Me, make me go viral. I'll love it. Thank
you. But it was good to see you, Olivia. You're the best.
As usual.
Thanks for coming on. Yeah.
Absolutely. Congrats on graduating.
Yes, again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Big girl job. You got your big girl job. 9 to 5. Look at you growing up.
Also, wait. Should I be such an ass and make my name on Instagram Olivia Caridi MS?
Yes, please do it. Like, I mean, yeah, you earned it.
Or like my dad does, like Robert Caridi, comma, whatever he does because he's a surgeon, like something, something.
Yeah. Like,
Dr. Taylor Swift, comma, PhD. Olivia PhD. Caridi, comma, MS.
MS. I feel like you must have cruised through your MS too, right? Like 2 years? Is that normal?
Yep,
that's
2 years.
That's 2 years? That's pretty normal. Cruise through. Done.
PhD next, baby.
I was just going to say, next time we talk to you, we'll have your PhD.
Be like, guys, I'm going to Harvard.
Oh, man. I'm in. We're ready. We're ready. We'll see you then.
A girl can dream.
There you go. All right, Olivia. Well, love you. Thanks for coming on.
Love you. See y'all.
We'll talk to you.
Bye.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Behind the Rose.